And this news update is being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Look to AVS Broadband and Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. And by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Good evening. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news this hour. The Bad Axe Police Department's reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 29th, focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the Business District, along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 for improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating the Michigan hands-free driving law. Police noted commercial vehicle violations carry steeper penalties and may affect a driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from traffic fines, and the goal is to improve roadway safety. And when the Bad Axe City Council meets at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, August 3rd, they'll review a request to allow a new business to operate in the city. According to the preliminary agenda, the council's expected to review a petition to allow 2 marijuana businesses to operate in the city. The meeting will be in the council chambers at City Hall at 300 East Huron Avenue. Several years ago, Michigan residents voted to allow marijuana businesses to operate. In 2008, residents voted to legalize medical marijuana, and in 2018, they voted to legalize recreational marijuana as well. The recreational aspect allows people to grow, process, and/or purchase marijuana. Under the law, each resident is allowed to grow 12 plants, regardless of how many adults live there, and medical caregivers can grow 12 plants each for up to 5 clients. The city meeting will be in council chambers at City Hall at 300 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. And residents looking to purchase fresh, locally grown food now have access to tools through the Caro Area District Library. The library has launched a new preserving library of things, known as PLOT, after receiving grant funding through the Thumb Community Health Partnership. The program allows patrons to borrow food preservation equipment, including canning, dehydrating, and freezing kits, at no cost for a limited time. Library officials say the goal is to remove the financial barrier of purchasing specialized equipment while helping families safely preserve fruits, vegetables, meats, and other foods at home. In addition to the equipment, each kit also includes research-based instructions and recipes developed through the MSU extension, along with educational resources focused on safe food preservation practices. The preservation kits are available for checkout now at the Caro Area District Library on West Frank Street, and registration for upcoming classes and additional information are available through the library's website or by contacting the library directly. The project is funded through the Thumb Community Health Partnership, with support from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration's Federal Office of Rural Health Policy. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been more than an internet provider. They've been your technology partner. From the days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the thumb stay connected through every stage of life. Because they're local, they understand the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers face each day. That's why AVS is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist with technology support right inside your home or business. Whether it's internet, connected devices, or internal networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7, friendly local staff, and a commitment to staying ahead of evolving technology, AVS Broadband is here whenever you need them. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
Cobb Rescue Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayanna. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back with your local, or national and international news. The suspect in a fatal shooting at a fast food restaurant in Idaho died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, police said. The suspect's been identified as 24-year-old Chad Williams. Police on Sunday credited an off-duty police officer and citizen with firing shots at Williams, diverting him from the restaurant. Authorities said they're confident that Williams acted alone. In all, three people died and seven were injured in the shooting at a recently opened In-N-Out Burger restaurant. Authorities say two of the injured were treated at a hospital and released. Three were listed as in stable condition and two were in critical condition. And Israel has shared serious security concerns with the White House about a proposed disarmament deal with Hamas. An Israeli official said that Israel believes Hamas is focused on rebuilding its military rather than demilitarizing. The Israeli military will not withdraw from Gaza until Hamas disarms. This comes days after Hamas announced plans to disarm as part of a U.S. brokered ceasefire. The agreement includes a phased Israeli withdrawal and the arrival of international forces. Despite the ceasefire, Israel continues to strike Gaza, targeting Hamas and its infrastructure. Israeli strikes overnight and into Sunday evening killed at least 17 people, including children, in the embattled enclave. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Also, Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.
It's time for you to head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to save 15% during the Fill the Bucket promotion. That's 15% off select cleaners, fluids, quarts of oil, fuel additives, paints, sealants, adhesives, grease accessories, and tie-down straps. Your path to savings is easy. Pick out a 5-gallon bucket in your local Tri-County Equipment store, fill the bucket with eligible items that reasonably fit inside the bucket, then head to the checkout. That's it. The Fill the Bucket promotion at Tri-County Equipment is your chance to save 15% off the maintenance and consumable products you need. This is a limited time sale that ends August 31st, so hurry into Tri-County Equipment and score your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.